Here's a thought about curiosity. Of all the things that improve your photography, gear, ideas, travel, money, what is the most valuable thing for your photographic life? I don't ask this as a rhetorical question. I think it's worth really thinking about. What is the most valuable thing you can have for your creative life? In the early days of lens work, we did a workshop with Maury Kamhai, whom we'd published in an early issue, and he happened to be visiting Portland, Oregon, and wanted to get together, which we were delighted to do. We had a great conversation, but that's the question he asked during dinner. What's the most valuable thing you can have in your creative life? I immediately thought about things like a better camera, a travel budget, more time in the darkroom. But no, he suggested the most valuable thing in creative photography is curiosity. And I think he's right. Curiosity is what motivates us to get off the couch and go explore someplace, look at things, try to understand them, to take roads that we've never taken before. What's down here? To fly to countries we've never visited before. What will we find there? All of those things are fueled by curiosity. And if we don't have curiosity, it's hard to maintain the enthusiasm, it's hard to do the work, and worst of all, it leads us away from that all-important aspect of curiosity, which is a combination of wonder and questions. One of my favorite quotes of all time is from Pablo Picasso, who said that computers are useless because all they give you are answers. He's right. There are types of photography where answers are everything. But for the kind of photography that I do and that you probably do, fine art photography, personally expressive art making, curiosity is the most valuable tool we can have. Way more important than a new camera or even a new destination. Curiosity is destination agnostic. You can be curious about something in your neighborhood, in your home, in your state, in your region. You don't have to travel to exotic locations. It's fun to do so, but it's not necessary if curiosity is what fuels your photographic explorations. From time to time, like all of us, I suspect, I find myself creatively stymied. I just don't know what to photograph. I don't have any motivation. The camera stays in the closet, and I can't bring myself to wind up enthusiasm for anything. And when that happens, I remember Maury Kamhai's advice to be curious about something. And for me, the way that seems to work best is when I forget about photography and stop asking the question about what I might want to photograph next, and instead start asking questions about the world. To let curiosity guide me, not photography. Because inevitably, works 100% of the time. When I find myself getting curious about some aspect of the world that I don't know or don't know well, my curiosity inevitably leads to picking up the camera and wanting to explore it visually. I wouldn't go so far as to say that without curiosity, there's no photography, but I would go so far as to say that with curiosity, photography becomes a lot easier and our efforts become a lot more consistent. And I dare say our photographs become a lot more interesting.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.